Reaction has been far-reaching since Weld County commissioners first announced plans to create a 51st state in June. And depending on who you talk to, it's either the subject of a joke or a serious effort to be heard. Whatever the case, the goal of this round of meetings is to solicit public opinion on whether to move forward with the effort. Commissioner Bill Garcia frames the debate before each meeting.
The questions are, is there a disconnect? Is there a disconnect between urban and rural communities and voters and citizens? Or between Denver and the rest of the state? If so, is that disconnect a problem?
The third question asked at the meetings is whether Weld County should put a non-binding 51st state question to its voters. So far, it's something that meeting attendees are supporting, like Christopher Lewis, a gunsmith from Johnstown.
Yes, there is an absolute disconnect. It is absolutely a problem. And I absolutely believe the voters should decide.
During a meeting in Longmont on Monday, Lewis said he was frustrated with recent gun control legislation. Others said it was a bill passed during the legislative session doubling the renewable energy target for rural electric co-ops, an effort they say will cost millions of dollars. Many say emotions have been simmering for more than a decade, and there's no doubt about the catalyst, an all-Democratic legislature and a Democratic governor.
If you look at the 2013 legislative session, isolate from anything else in Colorado history, I suppose you can understand the angst that's out there.
John Strayer is a political science professor at Colorado State University.
But if you look at it in any kind of a larger historical context and look at it in terms of more broadly based policies, water policies, transportation policies, and so forth, it's really hard to understand the extreme reaction that we've seen out there.
Historically speaking, only three of the past 43 years have seen Democrats in control of everything. But what's become very real in recent years, he says, is polarization in both political parties. That's reflected in how Colorado Democrats and Republicans vote today, sticking more closely to party lines. Strayer has analyzed voting scorecards compiled by both conservative and liberal interest groups.
Usually you would find back in 1998 and in prior years, you would find in the middle some overlap. If you fast forward to 2012 or 2010 for that matter, and when I get around to calculating 2013, I think it'll be the same, that overlap is gone.
This could also explain why Colorado is seeing its first ever recall election for Democrats John Morse and Angela Jaron, who supported recent gun control legislation and the push to create a 51st state. For Weld County Commissioner Sean Conway, the issues go beyond this past session. He sees divisions between rural and urban, those that provide the food and those that eat it.
I think what we're trying to do with these meetings is begin the dialogue. This was originally brought to us as a board by citizens to look at. We're taking this very seriously. I think the fact we're doing four community meetings all around the county, and we may decide to do more depending on how these go.
But most of the dialogue has been one-sided. And after some meetings, there have been a few side debates, like this one.
Here, I'm going to challenge you this one.
Okay.
Tell me three good things about Barack.
I can't.
Then that is foolish.
Why?
I hated Junior with a passion, but I could tell you three good things about him.
This conversation went on for over 10 minutes.
Okay, he's almost done. That's one good thing.
Despite the seemingly intractable nature of these talks, Commissioner Conway counts conversations like these as a success, even if they are awkward and uncomfortable.
The fact is, they're not drawn weapons. There are no punches being thrown. They're having an honest disagreement or learning. It's the dialogue process of learning. Both of those gentlemen, when they leave here tonight, will know more about each other's community and where they reside in terms of this overall economy.
Conway and other Weld County commissioners say they'll use all public comment to decide whether to put the issue on the November ballot for voters. Those comments will also dictate just how much more time and money commissioners will spend on the 51st state issue, which so far has evaded the likes of Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. A final meeting will be held tonight in Ault, east of Fort Collins. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.